Tech of Sports, episode 55, Ryan Kendrick of Dynamic Tape. This week on the Tech of Sports, Ryan Kendrick of Dynamic Tape. Netcast Studio mobile apps are a great way to receive our content on your smart devices. There's an app for both iOS and Android devices. And don't forget the Stitcher radio app for all iOS devices and Android. Get Stitcher for free with all your favorite Netcast Studio shows preloaded. Stitcher Radio, it's an award-winning provider of news and talk radio for your mobile phone and tablet. Stitcher, it's smart radio for your smartphone. And the Tech of Sports is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network at techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's here. Tech of Sports is a production of Netcast Studio at netcaststudio.com. And you can join us every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern here in the United States, 4 p.m. Pacific at netcaststudio.com/live, where you can join the chat room and listen to the show live. And like to welcome everyone tonight. We probably have the guest on tonight that's reaching us from the furthest distance we've ever had a guest on the show here. And it's Ryan Kendrick of Dynamic Tape, a great new product. He's out in the South Pacific. But through the magic of Skype and the internet, it's like he's right here next to me. And, Ryan, it's great to have you on here tonight, talk about Dynamic Tape and some other things. And you have a varied background, but I wrote a couple articles about it, and I'm not sure if that's how your PR person found me or not. But the Kinesio tape was kind of, or the product like that was kind of the one of the breakout stars of the Summer Olympic Games back last year, and you couldn't get a photo of an athlete in certain events, track and field and beach volleyball come to mind, that didn't have the Kinesio tape and all the wild colors on them. So we're going to talk a little bit about that tonight and your new product. And Ryan, thanks for joining us and coming on, and tell the guests where you're coming to us from.
Yeah, thanks, Rick. Thanks for having me on as well. I actually live in a small place in the South Pacific called Vanuatu, which most people haven't heard of. It's a small group of islands. I think there's 83 islands in total. And we're sort of sandwiched between Fiji and the sort of the northeast coast of Australia, if you like.
You were telling us in order to get to the United States, you come through Fiji and make that connection. So great to have you on, and your connection's great. So let's talk a little bit about Dynamic Tape, and let's talk a little bit about first the kind of the history of athletes taping up before their athletic endeavors, and bandaging and taping up's been around for forever. I mean, I don't know back the ancient Olympic Games if they had bandages and tapes on them or not, but now we're kind of entering a new era of kind of this taping explosion, and it's getting colorful, and it's almost like a fashion type thing now, almost looks like, with some people. So is this right, kind of the golden era of golden age of taping going on right now?
Yeah, look, it could well be. I think, as you say, tape's been around a long while, and certainly my background as a physiotherapist working in the sports arena, we used a lot of tape traditionally. And the ones you're probably most familiar with, at least the traditional ones, is the rigid athletic tape that we use a lot to lock things up, to try and control or stop movement at a joint and that sort of thing, if you've sprained your ankle and so on. That's great at doing that for a period of time. But often it has some limitations as well, because the athletes, we'd often tape people up and think we'd done a fantastic job, and we'd send them out onto the pitch or onto the field, and they come back a couple of minutes later and say, look, I can't get into the positions I need to get into. It's too restrictive. It's too rigid. Or if they did, it started pulling off and so on. So, it's got a great, I think it functions really well for what it's designed for, but there's some limitations there as what you can do with it. And then, as you say, we've seen over recent years, an explosion in the kinesiology taping side of things. That really took off actually in Beijing, was probably the first Olympics where we really saw a lot of it. Been around for a number of years, in development and in Japan for many years before that. But I think Kerry Walsh, actually, your beach volleyball player, was one of the first ones to really be seen with it on in Beijing. And that really sort of, kicked the interest in there. And that's a different tape again. So that tape's got some elasticity in it. And the original design or original idea behind that was to have an elasticity and a thickness similar to the skin. And so the way that it's used generally is it sort of goes on with the muscle or the body part sort of in a length and position. So as you sort of shorten up again, the tape bunches up and you get these ridges in the tape, which is designed to if you like, lift the skin to create some space underneath to help the circulation and to take pressure off painful structures and that sort of thing. So that's a different side of things again, and that's really looking at this, I guess, a neurophysiological approach to dealing with pain and so on. And then we have the dynamic tape coming in now, which is something different again, and it's I guess been designed to be really like a bungee cord. You know, we see a lot of problems arise because athletes are getting this overload on their tissues. You know, I even see actually in the media the last couple of days that Matt Harvey, the Mets pitcher, there with his elbow on a collateral ligament now with a partial tear. And so what, you know, we know that tissues don't fail because of pain. You know, they fail because of load. And so what the dynamic tape is designed to do is to actually allow us to try and take some of that load off those vulnerable structures, but without limiting the performance of the athlete. So it's really elastic. It's basically like a bungee cord. We use that energy to absorb the load and decelerate the movement, then hopefully stop it and then re-inject it back in to actually provide some assistance as well. So we're basically just using it like a big spring on the body, if you'd like, to do some of that load absorption for them.
A couple of really interesting things you said there, Ryan, and one of them is, I'm sure New York Mets fans will be happy to hear that their ineptitude is being followed there in the South Pacific even. So so it's good that you get the baseball news over there as well. But I mean, I've written a lot about products like this and have tested products like this. And I know, I mean, your product is not the Kinesio tape that got so much press during the Olympics. But, you know, and I have a doctor who's my go-to. He's been a guest here on the show, and he's Dr. David Geyer. He's one of the leading orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine people in the country. And he does, he's the official doctor at pro tennis tournaments and that type of thing. And I asked him his opinion on the taping, the Kinesio tape. And he said it's a little inconclusive, but he said the whole key to it is you have to know where to apply it and how to put it on in the right way. And he said most athletes without a trainer or a person that's skilled in what that tape actually means and does, they don't apply it correctly. So where does dynamic tape stand with that, and where do you stand on that issue?
Right. Yeah, look, I think you're right. And as I say, this is very different again, because we're using this very mechanically. You know, we're really, as I say, looking at the body as a system of levers, and we're using this as a spring, you know, or a big rubber band to basically provide some of that deceleration, that load absorption. And then, you know, and so we use it a lot even just to modify technique. You know, I know you're very keen on your golf and things like that as well. And, you know, we can use it even pain aside, if somebody, say, really opening the club face at ball contact, you know, we can, you know, pull it around one way, so it's actually pulling them to close the club face a little bit as they come in to strike the ball and things like that. So we use it a lot for technique, but you're 100% right. You know, we tend to recommend it, at least in the first instance, that people are shown how to apply it correctly, because this is based very much on a thorough assessment by the physical therapist or the athletic trainer, to look at the biomechanics of what's going on, what's causing that overload in the first place, and then can we modify either their movement patterns to reduce load, or can we directly use this recoil of the tape to provide some of that load reduction that way. So yeah, absolutely, we you know, tend to recommend people see their athletic trainers or their physical therapist or occupational therapist. Is very big in the hand therapy market and things as well, to get the correct technique. Once shown, then absolutely you can apply it yourself, but as I say, you're fiddling around with your mechanics. You want to make sure that you've got it on in the right way, if at all possible.
Yeah, and we're with Ryan Kendrick here of Dynamic Tape. And now, just asking you on the side, Ryan, would this be something that, have you thought about sending some dynamic tape to a certain number one golfer in the world who's struggling with various injuries right now? I don't know, would this be something that would help a golfer with the initials TW at all possibly?
Look, I don't know the specifics of his problem. As I say, all of these things come down to looking at the mechanics and, you know, whether it's an injury or whether it's a performance issue. But, yeah, look, I certainly think they're going to benefit from some load reduction somewhere, you know, or some improvement in their in their technique. So we use it a lot with our cricketers. You know, we get similar problems, a lot of shoulder problems with throwing and that sort of thing. So we use it a lot there to take off load. All our running injuries, you know, our patellar tendons, our Achilles tendons, all of those sorts of things. You know, the volleyball I see recently, it's been the Brazilian beach volleyball team. We've noticed the dynamic tape on a lot. Brazilian indoor volleyball team, rather, women's volleyball team, over the last few weeks have been using it quite a lot. As has the Brazilian handball, beach handball team, actually, who I believe are world champs. They've had it on a lot. So all those throwing type, hitting type injuries, the tennis, you know, serving, all those sorts of things, really comes in to those sorts of applications.
And it's also good to know you're watching the Brazilian women's sports teams a lot there, Ryan, in the South Pacific. So, I know how much research and development in terms of years went into getting this. Did you have different mock-ups of it coming out, and you said that's not right before you actually settled on what we're seeing today?
Absolutely. We actually the process actually we started in about 2004. We'd had the idea for a number of years before that, and our original the way we started was looking at a postural product, because we would often tape people up once again with the rigid athletic tape for their posture, you know, whether they had headaches or back pain or whatever, the neck pain, whatever the case may be. And they would often come back to us and say, hey, look, at you know, feels great with the tape on, but I can't go and do my sport, or I can't do this, or I can't do that, because it was just too restrictive. Or they got a bit sore just from, you know, holding themselves in this position that the tape was sort of making them or forcing them to stay in. So we started looking at various ways of creating a product that they could use at home. And our initial product actually was an eighth of an inch thick foam pre-cut sort of shape that went on their back like a little brace. That the problem with that was that they don't breathe particularly well in the hot weather. You know, some people got reactions to it, you know, from on the skin and that sort of thing. And so we went sort of back to the drawing board, and that's where we developed this particular fabric, where we were looking to get something that allowed full range but gave us this nice strong elastic recoil, but let people do everything. We could tape multiple joints, we could cross the spine, we could bring in rotation, we could basically do whatever we wanted, give them that strong assistance but without locking them up. And as soon as we saw it, we were like, that's what we've always wanted as a tape. And we then went about, taking it to several of our colleagues at a number of the universities in Australia, got great feedback from them. And that's sort of how it developed then. And the various techniques have developed in conjunction with some of those colleagues and so on since that point in time.
And the bungee cord technology, while it works in your product, do you see a possible use for this bungee cord kind of technology in other types of products, maybe on, you know, elbows or knees or that type of thing? Is that going to be applicable sometime in the future, do you think?
Right. You mean as a pre-cut type of application, or as a different?
Well, in a product you may put out, maybe not exactly dynamic tape, but do you see a possible line of products with that same kind of theory behind it in the future?
Yeah, potentially. And we do have, you know, the Posture Pals products, as I just mentioned, yep. And they actually are quite variable. We can use the same shape. We have one that's an X shape, and we can actually use that on a shoulder, on a back, on a knee. You know, there are various applications for that one product. The difficulty is, as I say, we're really looking at the specific mechanics of the individual and what they require, what they're going to do in it. You know, the demands on a tendon of somebody who's going to go and do a triple jump is very different from somebody who's going to go and run a marathon, or a basketballer who's got, you know, a much bigger person doing a lot of jumping is going to have more load going through. So in that case, what we can do with the dynamic tape, we can laminate multiple layers together to give us a much stronger recoil. So we're actually, what we call a power band, we'll laminate a few layers together first, and that gives us this really strong spring then, and then we apply that to the athlete. So what I'm getting at is that we need to be fairly specific, which makes it a little bit difficult to have a one size fits all type of product for, you know, everybody's knee and everybody's ankle and that sort of thing. That said, we do have some things in mind for conditions that are common, like plantar fasciitis, for example, and things like that. So we're working on a number of other things using the same idea. Yeah.
Yeah, and I know the bungee cord terminology is kind of accurate for what you're doing. But since you're Australian, did you ever think about trying to title it boomerang technology?
I guess it, you know, as a clinician, we don't really want to see our patients coming back all the time. We don't want them boomerang. We want them to be better. So you know, but yeah, exactly.
When we're with
you know, the bungee was actually interesting story on the bungee jumping.
Yeah.
Right here where we're based in Vanuatu is where the original bungee jumping started. You may have seen the images of the Melanesians with the vines around their legs jumping, you know, jumping off the little sort of bamboo towers. That's actually an island in Vanuatu called Pentecost Island, and that's one of the initiations for the boys when they're about 12 or 13 years of age. So that's quite appropriate as well. That along with, you know, our island tattoo design that we have on the tape there. So
oh, yeah.
Very Melanesian. So
how many times have you done that jump, Ryan?
Look, I'll be honest with you, I haven't done the one with the vines. I have actually done bungee in South Africa, you know, with a modern bungee cord, but I certainly haven't done it. There's no elasticity and recoil in the vines. I can tell you they have a fairly heavy landing when they come down, those boys. Right. So they're very courageous.
I bet. We're with Ryan Kendrick. He's with Dynamic Tape, and he's also a bungee jumper too. So he's a renaissance man, I guess. And Ryan, we're just going to take a quick break here for our sponsor, Amazon.com. So just sit back for a second, and we'll let everyone know that if they're doing any shopping on Amazon here in the coming months, you can use the affiliate link here at the studio and go to netcaststudio.com/Amazon and then do all your shopping on Amazon. It's the same Amazon you would get as if you just logged on normally. There's no extra cost to you, and it helps support Netcast Studio and the programming it brings to you. So once again, netcaststudio.com/Amazon. Give that a try. And with the fall here, I know I have a few weddings this fall, and then we're heading into the holiday season, so everyone's going to be doing shopping on Amazon. So Ryan, can you order on Amazon out there in Vanuatu?
I think we have difficulty shipping to here you know, from the States. I tend to get things sent to an address in Australia, to family and that sort of thing. So I certainly do buy stuff on Amazon, but I often run into the problem where we don't ship to that country. So,
is your product available on Amazon?
Yeah, look, I believe it is. I believe some dealers have it listed on Amazon as well, yes.
Great. So use Amazon, netcaststudio.com/Amazon to get Dynamic Tape. So that's a good little transition there, Ryan. And that kind of brings us to the point. Can you go to a sporting event? And I know you're not a doctor, and a doctor really should be involved in the decision when it comes to things like these. But can you kind of look at athletes at a track meet or maybe a volleyball tournament and kind of say that person, you know, might benefit from Dynamic Tape?
Yeah, look, you can certainly, we know that there are certain biomechanical patterns or you know, look at somebody's technique and say that they're probably more at risk of developing certain injuries. Whether that means you would go in and prophylactically tape all of these people, I think that's a bit of a reach to make, because, you know, you can see people who have less than ideal mechanics and play a full career and never have a problem. So, you know, but certainly if people have had an issue and you see those faulty mechanics, you know that that's adding load to them, then certainly we can either, you know, again, tape them to modify the way they're moving and reduce load that way, or simply get in there and do some of the work, use this bungee idea to be doing some of that load absorption, some of that work for them, yeah. That comes into that, which is I guess a little bit different again. But if you think of the fact that we are doing, you know, it is working like a spring, just doing a little bit of work every step that they take, and so there's less, if you like, metabolic demand on the muscles and so on. So we tend to see that people have this tolerance to fatigue; they don't fatigue as quickly. And we certainly get reports from our marathon runners, our triathletes, where we've taped up one side and not the other, and they'll come back to us and say, "Hey, you know what? You know, after you know, 20 kilometers or 30 kilometers, my left one started tightening up, but the taped one on the right was fine, and the next day they're sore in the untaped one and not in the one that was taped." And I guess just because it is just doing a little bit of the work, it doesn't fatigue as quickly. So that's perhaps an element where you could come in to you know, go to a marathon and just tape everybody up, and yeah, potentially.
Yeah, when you look at products that are designed like this, they usually come in one of three or two of three or all three different. They kind of fit all three different needs, and you have prohibiting injuries and then supporting your body while you're participating, and also the other part of it would be rehabilitative. Would you say dynamic tape fits all three of those bills?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's probably, I guess the need initially was probably identified in the management and rehabilitation of injuries, certainly, trying to be able to take load off these tissues to allow them to repair, to reduce pain, to allow people to move better, get better functional scar formation, and so on, a whole range of things that can occur as a result of that. But look, it's developing in a whole range of areas. We see it used a lot in pediatrics now, in children with cerebral palsy and things like that, to change their movement patterns. We see it in people who have had strokes, who have got some weakness, maybe a foot drop, and they can use it to actually assist them to bring their toes up a little bit so they don't catch their toes when they're walking, or to help them get a better grasp, to help them to get their fingers out so they can to grip onto things and that sort of thing. It's really evolving. The more people understand, I guess, what it's capable of, how to apply it correctly and those sorts of things, the more the clinicians will build it into their own area of expertise, if you like, and use their own clinical reasoning skills to determine where this fits in.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that next. You just touched on a little bit the work, your work with kids and cerebral palsy. Was this kind of an accidental byproduct that you realized it was your dynamic tape was appropriate for? Did you approach organizations, or did they come looking for you? How did that all come together?
I think it was something that we were always aware that there was an applicability there, and as one of the pediatric therapists I was talking to recently that said, they said, once you understand the, what's going on in terms of the neurological side of things, they said, all we do is look at biomechanics, we're always modifying biomechanics. And so again, that's very, very similar to what we do. So they will use it in different ways to what we do to, what they see with the kids, where they have this pattern of increased tone, for example, they'll use it to try and break that pattern of tone and then reinforce the correct muscle action, if you like. So different things like that. But also not forgetting that the children in those situations, that when they do have increased tone, obviously they have a lot of extra force and compression and things going on the joint. So they also can suffer from quite a lot of joint or tendon pain, musculoskeletal pain as well, which is often overlooked in our attempt to improve their function. And so this is a nice way of helping to manage the kids' pain as well as their function.
Wrapping up here, our last few questions with Ryan Kendrick of Dynamic Tape. And Ryan, if viewers and listeners have questions for you, how can they see what's all involved with Dynamic Tape? How can they send you feedback or questions? Give your website and any other contact information, social media, where they can follow you.
Absolutely, yeah. We can be found at dynamictape.com. There's a lot of information on there, videos. There's a free e-learning system on there and that sort of thing. We're also very active on Facebook. That's probably a great place to get it, because often we get information, photos, techniques put on by other people who maybe have various backgrounds, various areas of expertise. So there's lots of videos and ideas on Facebook, and they can certainly send us messages through there and ask us questions on Facebook, similarly on Twitter. And in terms of getting the product, our distributors are listed on the dynamictape.com website, and we work through Medco and Patterson Medical, particularly in the US of A. They may be able to get a rep if it's a clinician to come out and have a chat to them and give them a demonstration and that sort of thing as well.
Yeah, I'm very impressed by the videos and their production quality that are on your site. You did a really good job with that. I get sent websites to check out all the time, and the videos look like they were shot with a handheld camera in the backyard with their Uncle Ted in it or something. Yours were really well done, and they're really informative. So I give you credit for that.
Thanks, Rick. Now I appreciate that.
Yeah, good job with that. And continuing on here with Ryan Kendrick, and maybe the most important question I'm going to ask you here tonight, Ryan, how do athletes know they need dynamic tape? What are the signs, and how, what can you tell them that this may be a viable product for them, and then where can they get it?
It's a good question. Look, in most I guess most people, particularly on the professional level, obviously, you know, have a medical team around them that they'll be able to help them. We're still getting the word out to the medical team, so
But
that's one of our challenges.
Maybe just your weekend athlete. I mean, that doesn't have a team around them. You know, how can they? What signs should they look for that this could be a possible product for them?
But most of the things that people are going to suffer with, you know, from their general things, whether it's their shin soreness, whether it's their patellofemoral joint problems, so the knees, anything that's a tendon pain, muscular sort of pain, muscle tears, all those things will benefit really well from taking some load off and using this to basically mimic the action of those injured tissues for a while to allow them to repair, and certainly in their return to sport, so that they don't, you know, suddenly go back and overload it as they're coming back into sport. So pretty much most of those things, you know, even we use an enormous amount with our back and neck pains as well. You know, people have got, nerve entrapments and things like that, or shoulder arm pain coming from the neck and all those sorts of things. So, the more you use it, the more you find that, you know, people will benefit from various applications. So I would suggest, look, if people are getting any of those running type injuries, throwing type injuries, any of those sorts of things, there's a high likelihood that it's appropriate, and you know, if they can seek relevant professional advice.
I still think your U.S. distributor may want to overnight some dynamic tape to the Deutsche Bank Championships this weekend, because that number one golfer in the world is breaking down. So he's got to make it through a few more weeks. He may need some dynamic tape, and that may be your best endorsement ever.
Right, absolutely. Look, I'll be over in the States in a couple of weeks' time. I might, you know, if he wants to get hold of me, I'll be happy to go and talk with him.
I'm sure we'll give your dynamictape.com in case he's listening and wants to get in touch with you again.
Right.
So, Ryan, great information tonight. I ask all my guests one question here as we wrap up. And I don't know, you live in a pretty remote part of the world. What's the one gadget or piece of technology that you can't live without?
Look, I guess, you know, it's a little bit boring. As you say, we're in the middle of the Pacific in a developing country where life is really simple, and that's one of the reasons we like it. We'd be absolutely lost not being able to do what we're doing now. You know, the internet is our lifeblood over here. We use it, every facet of our business relies on the internet, our communication, everything. But the other thing that I found actually recently, which I'm really enjoying, and it's not new, but I do a lot of teaching, a lot of presenting, and I run most of my presentations off the iPad mini.
Yep.
And I've just found, you know, the remote with the iPhone now is fantastic. I've got the little remote, the iPhone turns into the remote, you wander around, give your presentation. So, you know, not too exciting for you. I was trying to rack my brains to think of something novel and exciting for you, Rick. But for me, the internet, the cloud, all of that is just everything for us. Skype, all those sorts of things allows us to do what we do.
Yeah, well, that's pretty exciting. I mean, you just think of how they had to survive back years ago before all that. You called it in the middle of the South Pacific. I call it the middle of nowhere, and you know, they were days away from maybe getting messages or information to people. So it's it's really has come a long way, and the world really is smaller now.
Look, and the post, you know, the post is still fairly unreliable here. It takes a long time to get here if it does get here. So, but, you know, I look back only, 10, 12 years when I was traveling on the tennis circuit working as a physiotherapist as well. And I think of, you know, we sort of had, a bit of Hotmail and things back then, but we didn't have the connectivity that we have these days, you know, and even a few years before that, you know, it was, you know, I still remember having, you know, my girlfriend at the time, who's now my wife, you know, I had to give her my schedule of hotels I was going to be at so that she could ring me, because we didn't have, you know, world connectivity with our cell phones and those sorts of things. So
yeah,
we've come a long way. You
know? One of my good friends is a college tennis coach here in the States, and he used to coach Jared Palmer, who was a Wimbledon doubles champion. And he said after he was coaching Jared after they won the Wimbledon doubles championship, he had to run at Wimbledon to a payphone outside of center court and call his wife and tell him that they just won the Wimbledon doubles. Now he said, not only would his wife be able to watch it on any number of TV stations, but now a simple cell phone call would suffice. He said he was digging he was digging quarters or pence out of his pocket to try to make a call outside of the center court at Wimbledon. So I thought that's a pretty cute story.
Look, and even finding a payphone these days is difficult enough. You know, there are not too many around anymore.
There's none around anymore. I mean, they're antique now. Thanks for coming on, Ryan. Great information, and dynamictape.com is a great product and a great website, and you're doing a great job.
Cheers, Rick. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Cheers back to you. And Ryan was actually joining us from tomorrow morning already in Vanuatu, where he is. So, Brian, what does the future look like since it's already tomorrow there? Anything I should expect in the morning? Or?
No disasters as far as I know, but it's a beautiful day here, so I hope you can stay where you are.
It is. I'm in Atlanta. We're having some nice weather right now, too. So we'll talk to you soon, Ryan, and just hold on for a second as we wrap up. And just want to let everyone know that Netcast Studio has many other shows which may be of interest to you, and you can head over to netcaststudio.com and check out all those shows and see what may be maybe on your plate that you want to watch over this coming long Labor Day weekend. And also the Two Thumbs Up Media, the podcast directory put up by the people here at Netcast Studio, is twothumbsupmedia.com. Thanks for visiting both of those sites, and thanks for listening to The Tech of Sports, a Netcast Studio production.